This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
8 Jaguars, 4 weeks. Yamava Resort and Casino at San Manuel is giving away 2 Jaguars every Thursday starting January 8th. Club Serrano members, play to earn entries for your chance to win a new luxury crossover SUV. Join for free today and don't miss your chance to drive off in a Jaguar. More cars, more chances to win, only at Yamava Resort and Casino, celebrating its 40th anniversary. You in? Details at yamava.com. Must be 21 to enter. Please gamble responsibly.
At Graybar, we know your time is money. That's why our services go beyond parts and products. With kitting, pre-assembly, wire carts, and Graybar smart reels that keep you moving. We stage materials and manage logistics so you can spend less time sorting and more time installing. And with locations nationwide, we deliver when and where you need it, working to make your job easier every step of the way. Yep, Graybar does that.
Doug Carr, Scott Anderson, Kang's behind the glass. Hyundai on phones today. Great to be with you on a Thursday with the sun out. Gray. The gray is gone, at least temporarily, which I can't stand. Like, if we're winter, give me winter. If we're summer, give me summer. Spring, give me spring. Fall, give me fall. Don't give me gray. Gray's terrible.
Let me just check one thing here.
What's that?
Well, this is potential.
Potential what? Snow?
Yeah. No, here we go.
Nice. Because I'm worried we're done with snow for the year.
No, it's the first sighting of the year, I think, of white guy in shorts. Am I wrong? This is white guy in shorts.
You think we get white guy in shorts
it's
today?
It's 48 degrees right now.
Yeah, you're right. It's happening today or tomorrow.
Yeah, I mean, you're right. This is a day that go play hoops with your friends.
Yeah, white guy in shorts.
Oh, white guy in shorts is getting gas today, man.
Oh, yeah.
You're getting gas.
Yeah. You might wash the car outside.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah.
Yep.
Mow the lawn. Yeah, you're right. White guy in shorts will make an appearance today.
Yeah.
Okay. Got the Sharpie here. We're going to start crossing out teams in the playoffs. I'm going to start in the NFC. Green Bay at Chicago. I mean, is this the easiest matchup to just say, we don't want you or you to win it all?
I mean, if we're talking about teams we don't want in there, I mean, do we have to go by round or are we just going to do it by all the teams?
We're just going to go through all the teams.
Yeah, no, I don't want the Bears or the Packers. In fact, I wish they weren't even playing this game, but they are playing this game, and I hope the Packers beat the hell out of the Bears. But the Packers are the next team I want eliminated. So, yes, yep. Both of them are gone.
Okay. Do we have something against the Seattle Seahawks, the number one seed? Actually, they're kind of tougher. Who are the other easy ones? Philly?
I mean, nobody wants Philly again.
Right. Kang, nobody wants Philly, right?
Nope.
So let's cross out
Except for Stoney.
Yeah.
Stoney.
Do people want the Rams to win again? Do you want to see Stafford win another one?
I really don't.
Dude, no. I hated the people that want him to win the first one.
Right.
Yes. Additionally, for you, the McVay factor.
I mean, I
good
know where
God,
I stand
how
this,
bitter of a pill will that be for you to swallow if McVay wins another Super Bowl?
Let's go Panthers.
Okay, so Rams are. I don't want to see the Rams win it.
Right.
So, what other ones are easy to cross out?
I mean, I don't want the Niners to win. They've had enough success in my life. I don't need to see that again.
Actually, they've had the most postseason
success.
The last
quarterback taken in the draft. I don't need that.
Okay. Kang, you okay with crossing out the Niners?
Yeah, I don't like the Niners. They ended our one, maybe our best shot making the Super Bowl.
Yeah.
Screw the Niners.
In the most annoying way really possible. I'm going to leave Seattle on the board for now. We'll circle back to Seattle.
Yeah, we'll circle back.
Who's the team from the AFC we really don't want to win?
Pittsburgh.
Really?
Is it that hard?
Oh, because of Aaron Rodgers. God, respect and love for Tomlin and my disdain for Rodgers, really, I'm kind of torn.
I love Mike Tomlin, but Mike Tomlin, I mean, they don't want him there. Let him go do what he's going to do.
they don't deserve him.
They don't deserve him. No, right. They don't deserve him. And Aaron Rodgers, come on, man. This is like the third easiest team to roll out.
Okay. Kang, you're good with crossing out Pittsburgh?
Yeah, that's fine. Yeah. By the way, I know you guys both love Tomlin. There's a chance he might get let go if he loses the playoff game. So you're rooting for it.
We know. All right. I'm kind of irritated that New England got so good again so quickly.
Yeah, but it's your coach. You love that coach.
I do love Vrabel.
I think they got a likable quarterback.
But do their fans deserve this?
No, their fans don't deserve it, but I can't scratch them off the list just yet. I kind of like that team.
Do you?
I do, and
there's not a fan base that deserves less than Boston.
Without question.
All they've done is won championships.
In everything.
Yes, that's what I'm saying. The whole Boston area.
I could rule them out the next round, but in the first round, I don't want the Chargers.
Okay, but we're talking about who we want to win the Super Bowl.
Right. Well, can we circle back? Like we're circling back with a couple of
teams? We can circle back to New England, but New England's a strong cross out for me, but we'll... And you don't want the Chargers.
Absolutely not.
Now, you don't like Herbert, and you obviously don't like Harbaugh.
What?
Kang, how you feel about the Chargers?
I don't mind the Chargers.
I used to love the Chargers.
I don't mind the Chargers, man. I like their uniforms.
I still do love the uniforms. Yeah,
what is it about Herbert?
Yeah, what is it about Herbert?
I don't know. He gets so talked about what a great quarterback he is, and then he just sucks. Like, he has these great games with statistics, and he looks great on paper, and then you watch him in a game that matters, and he sucks. That may change, because I do think he's got talent. You can't watch him play and say he's got no talent, but... I don't know. He was so highly touted, went back for another year, and I thought, did he hurt himself in the draft by going back for another year? And whatever. I'm just not a fan.
Okay. Well, we'll circle back to them. But Buffalo. Is there any reason to root against Buffalo?
I don't need Buffalo. It's a cute story that they haven't won the Super Bowl. They've been there a bunch of times, and you know, then they went like 20 years without making an appearance in the playoffs, and here comes Josh Allen leading them back, and Josh Allen's a likable enough guy. I just don't want to hear about the Buffalo fans and the mafia and all that.
Don't we have a bit of a kinship from them in terms of disappointment?
No.
We don't.
Oh, I'm sorry. Let me know the last time the Lions made it to the 4 straight Super Bowls.
Well, no, but I mean, they kind of get mocked and made fun of, and so do we. But, Kang, do you have anything against Buffalo?
I'm kind of indifferent with Buffalo. I don't hate him. I definitely don't love him, though.
How do you feel about Josh Allen, Scott?
I mean, I like him better than Herbert. I do like him as a quarterback, but I think sometimes he gets way too much credit.
Do you?
Yeah. I think he puts himself in some precarious positions he doesn't need to do, and I think sometimes he gets really reckless. He's a hell of a quarterback, though.
I keep saying we want to circle back. We're circling back to too many teams and not crossing him enough out.
Well, it sounds like you guys don't want to cross out Buffalo. That's fine. Do what, I mean,
yeah, I know.
Guys,
I know.
I'm not against it.
We're just making sure who we need to cross out first. Jacksonville.
I'm not crossing them out. I'll admit it. I was a mark for Trevor Lawrence in college. I want him to succeed badly in the NFL. I feel like Jacksonville is trying to make the most out of the least. And we're a pretty good football team this year. Maybe they're starting to put things together and all that without having, you know, their top draft choice playing with them in the second half of the season.
They play like half their home games in London. Which,
yeah. I mean,
they're not dislikable.
Like they're kind of harmless.
Yeah.
For me, though, with Jacksonville, I wouldn't be able to stomach it because that's another team that did it before us.
Yeah.
And that's going to be piss me off.
Well, that's
man.
The same thing with Buffalo.
It, yeah, but so at least Buffalo's had some success. Yeah. They've made the Super Bowls, you know? Jacksonville, they made what? Did they make it to one Super Bowl, or was it just the AFC title game?
I think they made the AFC title game,
okay.
I think.
They're still one of the teams on the list then,
yeah.
Just like us. Stay on the list. I don't need another team off the list. We all need to be the same starting next year.
Okay, so I can see that. We don't need another team to get off the list of teams that never played in the Super Bowl. So let's root against Jacksonville and it. We're narrowing down the field, and we don't want that. The Houston Texans. Is there anything to hate? Any reason to hate the Texans?
I actually like Houston too, and I think they're on the list too, though.
I like Houston.
I know, right?
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
Come to DSW for the shoes, stay for the fun. Because, let's be honest, if shoe shopping isn't fun, are you even doing it right? So go ahead, try something new. Try something different. Good different. Try something that feels like you. You know, the real you. And then definitely brag about it later. Because at DSW, you've got unlimited freedom to play. Find the shoes that get you at prices that get your budget at DSW stores or at DSW.com. Let us surprise you.
One briefcase, one moment could change everything. Yamava Resort and Casino at San Manuel is giving you a chance to own your destiny in 2026. Play throughout the month of January, and on January 28th, one Club Serrano member will win the case, and with it, a finale spot in any 2026 promotion, plus $400,000. Which destiny will you choose? It's all happening at Yamava Resort and Casino, celebrating its 40th anniversary. You in? Details at yamava.com. Must be 21 to enter. Please gamble responsibly.
I like their coach. I love the defensive end situation they have with the bookend.
So jealous.
Rudge Ushers. Yeah, we're all jealous.
CJ Stroud, the little bit that I got to see him talk, I find him likable.
He's likable, yep. And he had the great rookie season, the terrible second season, and he's kind of battled back this year, and he's looking good.
There's not a lot. Like the
guy, Nico Collins, is the guy he hooks up with. So you got the Ohio State, Michigan thing.
So we're not crossing, together. We're not crossing out Houston.
I'm not crossing out Houston.
What about Denver?
This is tough for me, right? Because I said earlier, I've always, from the moment I've enjoyed professional football, have detested the Denver Broncos.
Which is weird.
Well, it's from the first game I remember watching, which is the Super Bowl and after the 77 season, and they took on the Cowboys, and I loved Tony Dorsett and Roger Staubach. So I didn't like Craig Morton and the Broncos.
So it's very personal to you, but yes. There's nothing inherent about the Broncos.
Not now.
Yeah.
I mean, it was for that whole era of the John Elway, I couldn't stand Elway. Mm-hmm. Never liked John Elway. And, you know, I thought it was hysterical that they got a playoff win with Tim Tebow as their quarterback.
Right.
But, yeah, I haven't had any reason to like them. I just enjoyed keeping them down. But then Bo Nix came along, and I like Bo Nix.
Kang, is there any?
They play a fun brand of football.
Any reason to hate the Broncos?
I didn't like John Elway either, by the way. But this current team has – I don't hate anyone on this current team. Not really, yeah.
Okay, I want a reason to. I'd like to keep my disdain for the Denver Broncos organization, and I can't bring myself to do it. I don't love them either. It's just, this is one of those teams that they're a little bit kind of harmless.
Right, sure. AFC team, don't ever see them. The final one, Seattle, that we didn't talk about with the NFC. Is there a reason to hate Seattle?
I just don't like Seattle.
The city?
No, nothing against the city. I didn't like the Seahawks when they won it with the Legion of Boom. And
you don't like Sam Darnold, though.
I can't stand Sam Darnold.
Why?
I think he's a fraud. And maybe I'll just enjoy when they finally play in the second round of the playoffs and he gets exposed. And I'll enjoy that. Look, I like Kenneth Walker, with Spartan, but that's not enough for me to really get on board with the Seabags. No.
Kang, is there anything else about Seattle that we need to bring up?
For me, I'm just anti-NFC this year. If we can't win it, I don't want anyone from the NFC to win it.
I like that.
Now, we haven't discussed Carolina.
I can't root against Carolina.
I'm going to cross out Seattle, even though I'm doing it reluctantly, because I think it's very personal for you. Yeah. But okay, here's who we have left that we haven't crossed out. Actually, it's a lot. It's Carolina, the Chargers, the Patriots, the Bills, the Texans, and the Broncos.
I can understand you guys want to cross off the Patriots. Go ahead.
Okay. I don't want more for Boston.
You guys
fall out of bed and win championships in all sports.
No, I get it. That's fine.
And your suffering between being good needs to be longer than that.
That's cool.
New England's off the list.
Say Buffalo's off the list?
I mean, we can. How about cross them off
so that they're not on the list.
We're down to five. Carolina, the Chargers, the Bills, the Texans, and the Broncos. Let's ask for listeners to text us. 248-539-9797. A reason to hate Carolina, the Chargers, the Bills, the Texans, or the Broncos. If you have a reason to hate one of those teams that we here in Detroit, why we should hate them. and root against them in this postseason, let us know. A team you strongly dislike, a reason that you strive. We don't like using the word hate around here. The team, which of these teams do you most strongly dislike and why we should? And we'll cross them out if we see some good reasons and see who's left. Text us at 248-539-9797. Let's figure out which team winning the Super Bowl will be the least annoying is what we're working with. It's Carson Anderson, 97.1.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
At Graybar, we know your time is money. That's why our services go beyond parts and products. With kitting, pre-assembly, wire carts, and Graybar smart reels that keep you moving. We stage materials and manage logistics so you can spend less time sorting and more time installing. And with locations nationwide, we deliver when and where you need it, working to make your job easier every step of the way. Yep, Graybar does that.